United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all the parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Enlightenment is the Tool for Everything, given on April 14, 1993, in Washington, D.C., USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The world should not be in the state that it is right now. If all of us are enlightened, or at least half of us are enlightened, and better still, the majority of us are enlightened. And then no need to talk about peace. Peace will come. No need to want anything, because we have wisdom. Wisdom is the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is within ourselves. That is our almighty power, which stay there dormant. And anytime we can awaken it and make use of it, at least to our own contentment. The enlightened person never know discontentment, never know want, never know unhappiness. At least not for long. Just probably in the beginning of the practice, when we are not yet stable in our habit, and the mind still had the upper hand. So sometimes we might think we want this and that, but then immediately we realize our mistake. Not like before enlightenment, We don't even realize that we have desire, let alone stopping it. Therefore, the difference is very obvious. All this I tell you from my experience. It doesn't mean after enlightenment you sit pretty, cross-legged somewhere in the sofa and all things become heaven. No. We still have to undergo the little bit of give and take of the karma, the law of cause and retribution, while we are on earth. But we have great power behind backing us up. That doesn't matter what kind of rain or typhoon, we are very stable, safe, secured, content. Because we know nothing can happen to life eternal. Something may happen to our body, but not the real self. If we want another body, we create one. And that is a very, very definite feeling of the enlightened person. The enlightened person do many things, but never feel he's doing anything, even physically. Give away many things, but he never feel that he is a giver. Endure many things, but he never feel that he has patience. He might show his temperament now and again, but he never feel guilty because it is fit for the occasion. Therefore, the way of the enlightened person is free, is happiness, and is wise. That is the life that all of us should remember, because that is ourselves. It's not the life that we think we are now, full of worry about every little thing, about electric bills and about telephone bills, and every little thing make us trouble. After enlightenment, we still have all these bills coming. No doubt, huh? God will not take them away because it's yours. But the attitude and the means to overcome these are entirely different. We will find life more relaxed, more easy to meet with all demands from all sides, if we truly, 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 sincerely seek for our wisdom. That's what I can promise. Because I have learned to know this myself. It's not from books, not from any teacher, it is from my own experience. Therefore, whatever I share with you is absolutely true, private, and no cost. Because it's from me. I don't borrow it from the bank. No need interest. And then you will come to realize all this and more for yourselves according to the capacity of your demand and of your work and of the way the Universal Brotherhood see fit to give you because of your mission in life or your position in this world. Therefore, you see, sometimes even though masters, when they reach mastership, they are equal, yeah? Even that. But you see a slight difference between masters and masters. You can see that through their discourses or through the progress of their disciples or through the way he expressed his understanding about the inner realization. Therefore, there is slightly different between masters even. Why? Not because they are different in the quality. It's just because they're different predisposition. Such master couldn't make use of so much, so he has that much. or he draw that much from within himself to give out. And the other master, in different circumstances, different generation, different nation, will need more or less of different kind of quality of speech, of explanation. Therefore, we have many of the so-called religious doctrines and many different names for different religions, which point to the same truth. After enlightenment, we will know that very definitely. We will know the underlying principle of all religions is the same. We will know what they taught when they were alive, the founder of these religions. We will know Buddha and Jesus taught just Guan Yin method. We will know Lao Tzu talk in the Tao Te Ching, it's about Guan Yin method, about the light and the sound of heaven, which lift us up above mundane ideal, about all the pettiness of our computer mind, in order that we meet with the higher level of consciousness. And then we know ourselves, and then we know God. Thank you so much. Any questions you can ask? Okay.
Jesus is no longer on this planet Earth.
Yep.
Does he have power to reach to those who believe in him now? Can we have two masters at the same time? A master who left this earth and a master who is still on this planet Earth and will leave this earth?
Yeah, we can. We can. Yes. Fortunate are those who meet the master who are still living, but who also is the inner master at the same time. Yes. But while you meet the living master, you can also meet the ascended master. If you reach up to the level of where Jesus resides at this moment, yes, you can see him. Many of our disciples saw Jesus. And many of our disciples saw Buddhas. Yes. Anyhow, sometimes the Buddhists will see Jesus or Mother Mary, and sometimes the Christian will see Buddha or Muhammad.
How do I go about suppressing my ambitions, which have been burdening and obsessing and bothering me so much?
It is because we are not enlightened. And the nature of our ambition is the urge for enlightenment, actually. It's nothing else, nothing of a very base nature. It is because we know in our subconsciousness that we are something greater than that. We used to be the boss, we used to be the president of the universe. Therefore, it is difficult to remain lowly while we are on earth. That's why we have greed, we have ambition. So after enlightenment, you will know how to handle your ambition for the good use of your life as well as the world. Nothing bad about ambition, just the way we handle it. Yeah? So if we handle it wisely, with wisdom, it will be very good use.
What is happiness and how long can it last?
All of you know, that the worldly happiness is ephemeral. It lasts how long? According to persons and circumstances. But the true happiness, which derived from our true nature, is everlasting. That's what we would like to introduce to you, which already within you.
What are the steps to enlightenment, and what level of enlightenment does this technique take you to?
It will take you to the source of all beings, where you came from and where all beings will return. Between this earthly level and that absolute level, there are five levels of consciousness or different planes of existence. And if we, through the practice of the heavenly light and sound and the guidance of the experienced teacher, pass through these five levels, then we arrive there, at the house of the masters, where all masters came from and returned after the mission, and where we also will come from in order to help other beings, should we desire to return to Earth or any other Earth planet in the universe. So the first step is to get initiation, and then everything else will come, okay?
Is the only way to go to God through initiation in the light and sound?
Yeah, that's the last part of the journey. You have many other ways also, but if you don't reach there, then you're not there. Just like the door of the house, yeah? Doesn't matter from which roads you travel, if you do not pass through that gate, you do not enter the house, yeah? So we started from there, because we are more fortunate.
Is there more than one initiation?
No, only one. Only one physically, but many inwardly, inside, see? Depends on the individuals. For example, at the time of initiation, the master or the representative of the master give the same verbal instruction, you see? But the initiation doesn't come from these instructions. The initiation came from within, it's from the awakening of your own nature. And even then, the levels are different. Therefore, two persons sit in the same place or next to each other, we have entirely different levels. Also, the master will, from inside, teach individually different. Only he inside knows what the master teaches him. And his experience is different from his wife or his kids or his father, brother, etc. Yeah? So you can call that different initiations if you wish. But I would say that it is the continuation of learning from different individuals.
Master Qinghai, I have at times a strong desire to become non-existent. Please share your thoughts, if there is any, on this desire.
Oh, I also like that. I also like to be non-existent, so that I don't have to travel. And I don't have to be such a great master and all this and that and others, yeah? But since we are already in this existence, we stay, huh? We stay and see what happens next. Meanwhile, we get enlightenment, so we can be in the existent level and the non-existent level at the same time. But that non-existent level by no means empty, yeah? By no means nothingness. It is a life full of rich, full of splendor, full of glory, full of happiness, full of creative energy. Yeah, we will enjoy that life more than the so-called existing life, which we know as the human life here. Yeah, but we can have both at the same time. It's very wonderful, very wonderful.
My children are very important to me. After initiation, will I be able to continue to love them and not merely share an existence with them? What changes will occur in that regard?
Oh my God. You have become like a child. Do all my disciples throw away the children, or what do they do with them? What did you do with all the children after initiation? Huh? Love them? Can you love them? Oh, love them more. They say they love them more than before. So you are safe, okay? Keep your children. Don't worry. I don't want any.
Is there such a phenomenon as soulmates in this world? If so, what is the spiritual significance of this for people involved?
Soulmates are someone that when you met them, met him or her, you feel a very great attraction to each other, and that you both will be able to complement each other in life and especially in spiritual progress. That is what's called soulmate. But in the world of non-duality, there's no soul, no mate. Okay? So it's just the talk of this word. So whomever you felt very attractive to you and very helpful to your daily life activity as well as spiritual endeavor, then that is your soulmate. All right? While we are here. Yeah. If we need a mate at all.
How can we tell true masters from false masters?
Oh, that I don't know. I haven't made any false one. I have made only true masters. Yeah? False or true is up to you. You see, there are many ways to discern a true master. We don't talk about false master. What for? Okay. True masters are plenty. All of you are true masters. Except when the so-called master just cling to one part of the truth and forsake the rest. And then teach the disciples only one part of that from the whole truth. And then we call him a false master. But actually the name is not very correct. Maybe he's a kind of partial master. Yeah. Part-time job, part-time master, but not false, yeah? And when a master teach you the whole truth that is within yourself and awaken that which already exists within yourself, that is the true master. Because he awakened the true master within yourself. That is the true master. And what is your true nature? What is the true master within yourself? That is God, that is the Holy Spirit, which dwells within your church, your temple. And when that God manifests, we can hear the teaching through this heavenly music. We can see him through visions, through abundant illumination, like thousand suns sometimes. That is our true nature when it's awakened. Okay? So if any master can awaken this heavenly wisdom, vibration, and heavenly light within you, which is your self-nature, which is your self-mastership, then that is a true master. Okay? It takes one to know one.
Regarding the five requirements you must follow in order to be initiated, what would happen if you don't follow them?
Then you don't. Yeah? When you don't follow them, the thing happens is that you don't follow. Huh? What else can I do? And try again. Okay? If you think that is good for you and good for others, and is kind of protective fence around our spiritual sapling, yeah? Then we keep them. Okay? And don't make damage to your just grown sapling, yeah. But otherwise, no one is there to condemn you or do anything to you except your own conscience. So try to keep to that, and whenever you fail, stand up, try again, yeah?
What is the easiest and safest path to take to self-realization and God-realization?
This method, is it? Did they say it already? Yeah, immediate enlightenment. Guan Yin method. That's the best, the easiest, and the quickest. You get enlightened immediately, without any preparation, without any cost, without any condition. And if you don't get enlightenment immediately, money back guarantee. Oh, by the way, there's no money back guarantee because we don't charge any penny.
How should we protect ourselves from the violence of nature and the violence of man?
We don't need to protect ourselves. What do we have that we should protect? Before you were born, what do you have? After you die, what do you possess? What is it that's so valuable that we should protect? Throw everything away, let it be. Whatever come, will come. If your body die, your body decay, you have thousands, billions more. Don't worry about anything. If the possession should be yours, you can't even get rid of it. Huh? If that girl should be your fiancé, no one can snatch her away. If that job was to be yours, ordained by heaven, no one can replace it. Don't worry, just relax, okay? Get enlightenment. Yeah, all this fear keep us from living a happy present moment. Yeah, you see? Therefore, all guilt, or conflict, or hypocriticism arise out of this fear of the ego self, that I have this, I have that, I have fame, I have face, I can't lose face, I can't do that because I'm in this position, I can't scold people because I'm the master, I'm supposed to be very graceful, very soft, spoken, very gentle, etc. Just throw everything away and be in the moment. Whatever required at that moment, do it wholeheartedly with faith in God and with faith in the whole plan of the universal project.
Christianity teaches we are all sinners. Are we still sinners when enlightened? If so, does it ever end, our being sinners?
Yes, we are sinners, because we believe we are. Because we have no way to rise ourselves above the sinful level, above the mud. If you are in the mud, of course you look muddy, no? Dirty. If you rise up, what the mud has to do with you, whether it's there or not. Okay, understand? So rise up, be enlightened.
How can an enlightened human being who is living in a society which is in conflict help to remove the conflict in their society?
Very difficult. We can only remove the conflict within ourselves. If everyone does that, there's no conflict to remove. Therefore, even Jesus was so great, Buddha was so grand, but they couldn't remove the conflict within their own border. Understand? And even sometimes, the disaster will also affect their life. It is because the majority of the people of the world were not at peace, were not enlightened. Therefore, enlightenment is the only requirement for any illness of this world, for any wars, for any conflict. Nothing else is necessary.
I've heard many people say that when you are enlightened, you're supposed to shave your hair and wear no makeup. What do you think of this saying and comment?
What do you think? Is that correct? No, they say no. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. It's very beautiful. You are very open, very enlightened, at least to some degree, yeah. If you are still clinging your attention to anything of this world, whether it's there or not there, you obstruct yourself, right? Your nature is without anything. No dust can cling to your nature, okay? No makeup can cover your Buddha nature. No lipstick can blur away the light of heaven, yeah? If you have the eyes, you see, I'm radiating light now. Even if I put the whole charcoal boxes on my face, make myself black, I'm still very white and bright. Understand? Yeah? So, if you shave your head, then you are enlightened? Is that right? So why don't you do it? It's so easy. All of you do it. God doesn't care whether your hair is long or short. Do what you like. Doesn't matter, okay? Otherwise, all the beautiful Miss Universe cannot get enlightenment or what? And if we say that, all the barber shops, all the beauty salon will close. We create unemployment even more. Is that the life of an enlightened person?
The ego is a strong force. How does one overcome the ego?
By being enlightened. Ego is the clinging attention to a small self, which is like, oh, I'm a doctor, I'm a scientist, I'm a teacher, I am such and such intelligent and high-positioned person. Yeah? That is the ego. But when we know our greater self, that loses inside, because we are not only the doctor, we are God, or at least God's children. Yeah? We are Buddha. That's the only way to melt the ego within the greater frame of the self.
What is the source of the world?
Take too long. Take too long to research. Yeah? Why don't we just live today, get enlightenment, and then we see for ourselves. Because if I tell you, it takes a long time. You know, our world, at least geographically speaking, has been in existence for billions of years. And if you want to make a research about it, I never have time for lecture. Is that not so? Yeah. But the truth about the world existence lies within ourselves. We have a library inside. And when we get to the second level, we can look at it. And then we know everything, not only about this world, but about many worlds in the universe. Yeah?
If one is initiated by you, Master Qinghai, do we remain your disciple forever? What is the job of a disciple?
A job of a disciple is to become a master. Therefore, you don't need to be my disciple forever. You don't even need to be my disciples. You are already a master, just you don't know it. So I tell you how to recognize yourself again. That's all. Yeah? There's no disciples, actually. It's just a name that we call ourselves in this physical world.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your considerate company for this episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Enlightenment is the Tool for Everything. Coming up next is Golden Age Technology, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish evermore peace and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.